Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Brightside Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention before we start. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Brightside Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. Thanks for listening.
The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
Hey, John, I'm back. What do we got for comics this week?
Oh, hey, what's going on, DJ? Well, we don't have a whole lot, to be honest with you. I've got a few that we can talk about, but this week here, being a couple days before Christmas, and then, you know, the next 2 weeks, really, are going to be pretty slim with the amount of books that are coming out. Like, I think next week is only, like, six titles that come out total. And there's not any ordering that has to be done for the next couple of weeks. So these next couple shows are, like I said, they're going to be a little bit shorter and a little bit less for us to talk about.
So do I not get to play my cha-ching?
Oh, no, you can cha-ching. Like, there's still some books.
Oh,
this
okay.
This week we had a good amount of books that actually hit the stands that we could talk about tonight. But... you know, our FOC section, there's nothing to talk about because there's no ordering due next week.
Okay.
And things like that. But this week we've got a few, so you can definitely cha-ching.
All right. Let me set you up then, because we're professional now.
That's right.
All right, how am I going to spend my comic book dollars this week? What am I getting for the holidays?
All right, so as always, we're going to start with the Speculator Roundup. Just a couple of books to talk about this week. Batman 61 hit the stands today. Another Francesco Mattina variant cover. Really good looking cover this week from Batman. It's a little bit more in demand than some of the recent Mattina covers have been. Sales are a little bit above cover price right now and creeping up a little.
It's a nice cover.
It's
very, very festive.
Yeah.
Well, it's
a lot of red.
It's a lot of red. That's about it. It's not very holiday-ish.
No, it's just the colors.
Yes, exactly.
Not the theme.
Kind of evil.
Yeah. But like I said, that's a really great one. My favorite cover of the week is actually Catwoman number 6. This is the Stan Lee Lau, goes by Art Germ, variant cover.
Yeah.
You got Catwoman all decked out in her Christmas attire.
Yeah, that's kind of the Catwoman from Batman Returns. It looks like that Catwoman costume.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a really, really good cover. Same thing, it's selling just a little bit above cover price and selling very steady, but not super high dollar, but great, really great cover.
That is very festive, other than the fact that she knocked out Santa.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like she's getting ready to go down the chimney and, I guess, steal the gifts.
Well, she already has them all in front of her.
Oh, she already has them. Well, yeah. I read that as she was taking him from him.
Right. Yeah, she's,
before he went down, so I don't know if she's going to go down and take whatever else is in there or not, so... I went to pull up the picture so I could look at it again, but I'm very efficient and I deleted them after I texted them to you.
Oh, nice.
So,
yeah.
So I don't actually have it.
No, it is a nice cover. It's very festive. I put it out at Christmas time.
Yeah. And he's, like I said, he's really one of my favorite cover artists. He just has done some, really the first six issues now of Catwoman. He's done all the variant covers and they're some of the best covers I've really ever seen. He does really good work. And then the last one that actually is seeing a bit of a price demand is the Amazing Spider-Man number 12. There's the Fantastic Four variant cover.
Yeah.
It's done by Addy Granov. And, you know, you've got Galactus on the cover. Really, really cool cover. And it's selling for $8 to $10 right now. So that's the one, speculator-wise, that you probably want to go out and grab if you can. Find them on the shelf out there still.
Yeah, that's a nice cover. It's I got my 12 this week, and I got the Stan Lee tribute cover with the band
right.
with the band at the top, which they're doing, it seems, on I saw it all on the shelf today on all the different Marvel covers that came out today.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting, and of course we talked about that right after Stan passed, that, you know, they were going to do these variant covers, but you know, so all these covers came out with the, you know, a band across the top that just says, you know, Stan Lee and the dates. And the backs of all of these books are solid black ink on every book, with the exception of one title this month. And now, you know, of course, I can't remember which one it was, but one of the titles actually had a Stan soapbox on the back of it. So there was like a little letter column. It only showed up on the back of one comic this month, and I don't know why that wasn't on all the variants, because it seemed like it would have been a lot easier to do than, you know, a lot of these books with the solid black ink covers had some scuffing and things, because that ink, you know, it's hard to have a solid black page,
yeah,
you know, with nothing else on it. So, but the soapbox was cool. So that'll be like your scavenger hunt this week. Go into the store and look at the backs of all the Marvel comics to see which one has Stan soapbox written on it, because like I said, I'm a terrible store owner and I can't remember which book it's on. So
yeah, not on mine. I just got
yeah,
the black
yeah it
ink.
Definitely wasn't Spider-Man.
I got straight black ink.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, that's it as far as the new variant covers and the speculator books from this week. Looking at our back issue bin diving bonus books, a couple of new ones creeping up this week. Most of these are all in response to Into the Spider-Verse, the movie, which I know we'll get to soon. So the first one is Secret Wars number 7. Again, this is a book that's been floating around in dollar bins for 25 years at least. There's a bunch of these out there, so they're not that hard to get. But this is the first appearance of the Julia Carpenter Spider-Woman. And all of a sudden now, high-grade copies are selling for about $35. So all of these first appearances of these minor spider characters are just going through the roof right now since the release of this movie. You know, the past 2 weeks we talked about the main characters. We knew we were going to get Miles, and we knew we were going to get Gwen Stacy, and those, you know, and even Spider-Ham for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, the first appearances of those characters, you know, we knew about those, and they were already starting to go higher in price. These are spider characters that weren't necessarily featured in the movie, but you know, they're already talking about doing a sequel to Into the Spider-Verse, and people are starting to speculate on all these first appearances of these other spider characters. So Secret Wars number 7, you shouldn't have a hard time finding it. And before the word gets out there, you still could probably find these things for a buck or two in a lot of stores. The next one is a little bit newer book. This is Edge of Spider-Verse number 5. This is the first appearance of Penny Parker. So another Spidey character, and this yep. one will also set you back about $30. So, and that seems to be about the price that most of these are settling in on, is the $30 to $35 range.
What was the year of her first appearance? Do you know off the top of your head?
Edge of Spider-Verse number 5.
Yeah, what year?
That's this year. That
oh,
just
really?
Happened. Yeah, that came out just a few months ago. Now, like I said, Secret Wars number 7 was a long time ago,
yeah.
but Edge of Spider-Verse is new. And then Amazing Spider-Man number 365. This is the first appearance of Spider-Man 2099. This one also, this was about a $10 book, though. It wasn't quite a dollar bin book, but I've sold five or six copies of this book this year, in the $10 range. And now it's sitting at about $35. So this is like, if there was a 90s tribute book, this would be it. It's a black cover with a big silver hologram on the front of it, with Spider-Man on there. Again, there's a lot of these books out there. They come into the store quite often. Almost every collection I buy has one in it. But that's probably going to be not the case going forward, because Spider-Man 2099 is actually one of the more major Spider-Man spinoff characters. Like I said, this book was already $10 to $12, and now it's $30, $35. And then the last book I want to talk about is actually not a Spider-Man book, but Firestorm number 24. That's the first appearance of the Blue Devil. He just got cast in the upcoming Swamp Thing show for DC Universe. So, again, I'm not quite sure where this book was sitting before today. I can't imagine it was more than a $5 or $6 book, though. And, again, today it's $35 is the high end that we're seeing on eBay. So, I kind of talked about this a few weeks ago. Start finding first appearances of all these random characters that you never thought about.
Yeah.
And go start picking them up. Because who would have thought Blue Devil, of all people, would be announced for Swamp Thing? Like, they're not really even related characters. As far as I know, they don't spend a whole lot of time together in the comics. Although they did both just appear in the last issue of Justice League Dark. But I think that's more of a coincidence than anything.
Do you? You think it's a coincidence? So. They don't do that stuff on purpose?
I don't know.
Write it in and then feature it in a show coming out?
I don't know that they wrote that book specifically for that. But, hey, you know what? Who knows? It could be more design. But, again, just two characters that you just wouldn't think to put together. But here they are. So, and like I said, that's it for the back issue bonus this week. If there's spider characters that I haven't mentioned, I would start looking them up. And I would start going to try to find all these first appearances. Because I tell you what, I started picking up a bunch of them myself this week just to put back into my own collection. So,
yeah, there's going to be a sequel. So, to Into the Spider-Verse. So, whatever characters they're going to have in that, you could start speculating on that. But for DC, next year is going to be huge. And did you listen to or see DC Daily at all this week?
I have only watched Mondays. I watched the Titans recap as I usually do, but
yeah.
I didn't watch yesterday's or today's.
I haven't seen today's yet. But they were saying, they were talking with the president of DC. I can't remember who he was. He was somebody big at DC, and they asked him what's big to
probably
come.
Dan DiDio.
Yeah, and he was saying, in the next, the DC said there's a big announcement coming, big surprise coming before the end of the year. We don't know what that is, but then you take that in conjunction with what he said, I think it was yesterday, and he's like, 2019 is going to be the year of the villain. So does that mean we get Darkseid maybe in the DCEU? Maybe they're going to bring that back. That's the first thing I thought of, but you don't know. What are they going to be doing with this, the DC Universe? What are they doing in the, after Aquaman?
Well, we know for sure comic-wise, I don't know movie-wise, but we know for sure comic-wise, right now we have The Batman Who Laughs, which is going to run into the first 5 months or so of 2019. We also get the Three Jokers miniseries that's coming, right around the second quarter of 2019, so those are a couple of high-profile villain properties. And then we're getting Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie.
Yeah.
At some point next year. So we know at least the Joker. Now, when we say the year of the villain, I hope the villain isn't just the Joker. But
well, Harley Quinn show, they're doing that.
That's true.
DC.
You have Harley's show. But I don't necessarily consider Harley a villain anymore. Even in the comics, she's much more of like the Deadpool type anti-hero. She's very rarely portrayed as a villain anymore. But yeah, she's getting her animated show, and I don't think the Birds of Prey movie hits in 2019, but if it does, it'll be right at the very end, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. But I just thought that was interesting to see that whole DC Daily thing and how they talk comic book. This guy was talking comic books, movies, TV, the entire thing. So that's what made me wonder if it's like are the comic books tied in that closely? I know they are tied in, but are they that close? Like, okay, we're going to release this in the comic books, and then that will lead us into this TV show, you know, next year, months away.
Right.
I don't necessarily believe in coincidences like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, like I said, who knows? We don't know what their plans are, and we don't know at this point if the big announcement is comic related or movie related. We really don't know what it could be. So
no, we only got a week left.
Hell, it could be DC Universe related.
Right.
You know, it could be something, you know, that goes with that. But to me, to have something where they say stay tuned for a big announcement, it feels movie to me.
Same here.
Because you know, the comic reader audience isn't that huge as far as, like, where you would say stay tuned for a big announcement, or even the DC Universe audience at this point. So it feels like with that kind of build up, it's something to do with the cinematic.
Now, when they said stay tuned for the announcement, did they say that on Twitter and online, or was that on the DC Universe? I don't remember.
On Twitter. Okay. I think I remember seeing that on Twitter.
Okay. I was just making sure, because maybe if it was only on the DC Universe, maybe that's just their stuff. So maybe it was their big announcement. But they seem to be DC Universe and the DC Daily. All of that just seems to be, you know, the promotion of DC, all of DC, because they talk CW, they talk everything, so.
Well, yeah, it is for sure. It's just that's not the biggest audience right now, so.
No.
I don't think that's where the announcement came necessarily. I really think it was on Twitter and other social media. But I guarantee they'll talk about it through DC Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of DC Universe, not to get, again, sidetracked off the comics too far, but I got a great email today regarding DC Universe. I don't know if you received it, but...
Uh-oh, would you win something?
No, oh. I didn't. Well, I kind of did, but not really a prize. But DC Universe, as of today, is now available on additional platforms.
Oh.
Care to guess what that platform might be?
Amazon?
Amazon Fire TV launched today.
I think you're the only one in the country that got that.
Oh, really?
They probably
were listening
to you.
Yeah. Well, they probably heard me complain about it.
That's
enough,
what I mean.
But so I got to delete my workaround app, and I got to download and install the official app. It works exactly the same, but now it's official.
Oh, that's great. Any other interesting platforms?
No, everything else was – there was nothing new. So there's still no Xbox or PlayStation yet. The only thing added was – Fire TV.
Oh, okay.
But that's a big one.
That is a big one, yeah.
You know, there's a lot more Amazon Fire TV users than there are Apple TV or Roku. Well, maybe not Roku. They're pretty popular, but I think Amazon Fire TV is probably the most popular streaming service out there. So
Roku's pretty big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It is pretty big, but I think Amazon is probably bigger. Either way, it's a huge win for all of the people that didn't figure out the workaround or figure out a way to get that, but it works today, so go down and download the official app and subscribe to this service and start watching all this cool stuff, because
that's
it's
good.
It's actually really good. Yeah. So all right, so jumping back into the comics just for the final thing, I do have a couple of books that I read this week from DC Comics. We have Freedom Fighters number one. This is written by Robert Venditti, and drawn by Eddie Barrows. So for those that saw last year's CW crossover, we went back to Earth X, and, you know, it was a world that was ruled by Nazi Germany. You know, not the Germans won World War II, and
yeah.
you know, where the world was, you know, after that, after those events.
That was a good crossover.
It was a very good crossover. Crossover was better than Freedom Fighters number one, unfortunately.
Oh, jeez.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's similar premise, but, you know, obviously much different heroes. You don't get your mainstream DC heroes in this. This is Uncle Sam and Jesse Owens, the Olympic runner.
Really?
He's the lead hero there.
He's the lead hero in a comic book now?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him go.
Yeah, in this series anyway. So, like I said, this is going to be a 12-part maxi series, Death of the Nation. So, and it's also very reminiscent. I don't know if anybody's watching The Man in the High Castle on Amazon Prime, which is a pretty good show, but it's also just about the same premise. You know, the Nazis won World War II and kind of what happens. You know, you have pockets of resistance fighters, you know, in the Americas that are trying to overthrow Nazi rulership. So that's what this is all about. Starts out, you know, in the 60s, right? You know, right after, well, 20 years or so after World War II, and then halfway through the books, it jumps forward to the present day.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that's where most of the story is going to be set. But that sets up the fact that, you know, Nazi Germany has been ruling, you know, ruling the United States for 75, 80 years.
Yeah.
So they've had quite a bit of time to, you know, dig in and do whatever they're going to do with the country. And, you know, like I said, our heroes are trying to restore democracy and overthrow the Nazis and get everything back to where it's supposed to be. So, you know, like I said, if this is your cup of tea and it sounds interesting to you, you know, go ahead and pick up Freedom Fighters number one. The next book that we have to talk about is from Boom Studios. It's Klaus and the Crying Snowman. This is a, you know, an annual Christmas tradition from Boom. Klaus comes out with a, you know, like a big one-shot story every Christmas.
Oh.
And that's really the only time. Yeah, it's really the only time you get to see him as a character. He came out about 5 years ago. There was a mini series, 4 or 5 issues, that came out around Christmas time. And then since then, you know, every year they've done just a big, like, this was a pretty thick book. It was about 45 pages or so. So it was a pretty big story. And, you know, unlike a lot of books that you pick up that are, you know, really, you know, 50, 60 page books or whatever, this was just one story. It wasn't a compilation of, you know, 4 or 5 short stories. So it actually had some substance to it. And, you know, it's like watching, the Christmas specials for adults.
Oh, really?
You know,
see, you sent me the picture of the cover, and I'll be honest, I wasn't really thrilled with the cover. It was kind of like, it's got a red dragon, but it's got a lot of brown to it. It seemed kind of blah. And I'm like, I see the title, and I wasn't, but now you're telling me this, it's like an annual thing that kind of makes it a little more interesting to me.
Yeah, so, you know, I read through this today having not read any of the prior Klaus stories at all. So I feel like I might have been a little bit behind on some of the things that I should know. But with all that being said, it wasn't too hard to follow. And, you know, like I said, it was kind of just like your good Christmas special. You know, it was, you know, it was kind of a redemption. Yeah, with dragons. But, you know, it was a redemption story for one of the characters. And I don't want to go into too many spoilers, because if you read the synopsis for this that's posted online, they really bury the lead right here in the synopsis, and you get the end of the story.
Then right, don't read the synopsis.
Right in there, yeah. So don't go online and read the synopsis. Just go pick up the book. But, you know, like I said, it's probably serves you well if you've read some of the past Klaus stories. But like I said, having not read any of them, by the end of the book, I didn't really have any trouble figuring it out. You know he's Santa Claus. So, you know, kind of like your regular cast of characters are there. You've got the reindeer, you've got a snowman and things like that running around. But it's a little bit more updated for, you know, adult storytelling. Not in the sense that it's not appropriate in any way for younger readers, but it's not aimed at
just
kids.
Just a more complex, like, watching, story, maybe? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's not like watching Rudolph or, you know, one of the Christmas specials on TV that's made for kids.
You kind of get that from the cover.
Right. But like I said, it's out this week, and you won't see him again till next year. So go out and pick up Klaus and the Crying Snowman, number one in stores today.
All right, cool.
And that's it as far as, like I said, the comic books. There's not a ton this week. Although, having said that, we've still racked up about 30 minutes of conversation on like six books. So
there you go. I just have one thing I wanted to talk about quick. What'd you think? Did you get a chance to see the Titans trailer for Friday for the season finale? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it looks like it's going to be a great show. I don't know how spoiler we want to be.
It's a trailer, and the show comes out in 3 days. So,
well, but what I have to say references the last episode of the show.
Yeah, that's cool
for me to. So for me to talk about, so the way I read the trailer, you know, I got some messages from you last Friday, and you're in a little bit of a quandary, and seemed like you were a little bit upset about what was going on in the Titans world.
Not really upset, excited, not upset.
Yeah, excited, but confused about the timing of basically the end of episode 10 and what we're going to see in episode 11 with the trailer. And I looked at it when I finally got a chance to watch it. I had a completely different take on it, where I don't think what he's seeing and what we're seeing in the trailer is reality at all. You know, I think it's all a trick of Trigon, and that doesn't diminish the fact that we're still getting Batman, and that's awesome. But I don't think it's really Bruce and Batman. I think it's more a reminiscent of, you know, episode 7 or so, where they're in the asylum and it's all mind games, to the point where one of the cops that he talks to in the trailer is actually Trigon, which I didn't pick up on until the second time I watched the trailer. So I don't think it's really grounded in reality for the show, but I think it's going to make for a really good episode. In a good season finale.
When I talk to you, my confusion, and I'm still confused. They're saying the season finale everywhere, that the season finale is Friday, but they've been talking since the beginning of the season that there's 12 episodes, and IMDb is still listing it as 12 episodes. And now,
but couldn't it just be that IMDb is wrong and everybody else is right?
Yeah,
since everybody else is saying 11.
But they said 12 at the beginning. They said when they started this show, they said it takes us right to the end of the year, and that would be the 28th, would be the following Friday. And
I guess the 22nd just seems still pretty close to the end of the year, you know.
But they announced it as a 12 season thing too. Even on the DC Daily and stuff like that, way back when it started out. And to the point that you and I, setting up our podcast, it was going to be three.
Don't even get me in that.
I know, you didn't like three episodes of four apiece, but it was like, that's how I divided it out, because they knew, I always heard it as 12. I've never heard that it's only 11 episodes.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't remember ever hearing a specific number, period. I just was listening to you saying 12 because that's what you were saying. And I'm not saying that you didn't hear that, but I don't remember them announcing an episode count.
Yeah.
Necessarily at the beginning. So.
Yeah, let's.
But, and you're right, you know, it could be a two-part episode.
Well, that's what I texted you the next morning.
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden my eyes opened up and I went, it's going to be continued. It's a two-parter. And then I was kind of mad because I'm like, well, doesn't that mean that this entire thing is like a 12-part season finale? Yes, it's all. So I don't know if that's necessarily what's going to happen, but I was kind of disappointed. Oh, see, here we go. No, IMDb updated it. IMDb now 11. Only says 11. But last week, had the screen grab.
I saw it.
It's at 12 episodes, but now they have it at 11, which I think that kind of stinks. Now
it does, because I wanted two more.
I wanted two more, and after episode 10, I really think that this is going to be an. I've loved the show so far. I feel like things are wrapping up too fast.
Well, I don't know that they're going to wrap up. That's the thing. Well, like, there's no saying that, like, Trigon can't be the big bad for the whole second season, you know. I would have liked to see them move on to something different for season two, but, you know, I feel like there's a hard time wrapping this all up in one more hour. So, you know, I don't think that we're going to get a nice, tidy bow.
No,
at the end of this
no,
season.
But it yeah, it's, I don't know what's going to happen now. It's, I'm a little disappointed they dropped that 12th, you know, episode.
Yeah.
But there's nothing saying that they didn't take it down and they're like, surprise, there is going to be a 12th. Because it's, all along, it's always said 24 episodes. Now, season two says 12 episodes.
Right, but now we could go into that thinking, well, maybe it's only going to be 11.
Or 8. Who knows now?
Right. Right.
I mean,
it could just be one. Yeah. It's just one big episode, and then we're done.
It's so I don't know. I'm just...
But yeah, not to get too much into Titans itself, because I know we're still going to want to talk about whole thing at the end. But you know, I eat my words, because I was on record at least twice saying that there was no way we were going to see Batman in this season of Titans.
Well,
and
if it's
I'm wrong.
I agree with you, though. I agree with you that I think it's, you know, off of the trailer now. We don't know anything, so this is still spoiler free. Off of the trailer, I think it's, like you said, it's some kind of like dream sequence or some kind of mystical thing that he's imagining it. You know, Trigon's right. Doing this to him. If that is the case, then we still haven't gotten Batman. I think personally that when Batman turns around and you see him, it's going to be Dick Grayson.
Well, but anybody that's in that costume is... I mean, I didn't think we would see Batman in any form.
Oh, like not even the costume?
Right. So whether it turns out to be Dick in the Batman costume or what have you, we're still getting Batman to some degree. But yeah, based on even some of the other stuff that's in the trailer, you know, you have Jason Todd in the wheelchair. You've got the Joker dead. Like, you've got Commissioner Gordon dead.
Right.
Like, that can't be stuff that's actually happening
right.
In the real world. The quote-unquote real world.
It has to be a dream sequence. Because
so it has to be a dream.
The way episode 10 ended,
right.
for any of those things to happen, I mean, just, again, we don't...
Yeah, the time, right, it would never,
all
right,
the,
it would never
all
match
the
up.
Events that they show, it's like, it has to be a dream sequence, so...
But my thing is, just the trailer alone, that's an hour episode of basically just Dick going through Gotham and all that stuff that happens in the trailer. So there's no way they're defeating Trigon by the end of that.
Oh no.
I just don't see them wrapping any of that up before the season finale. So I think this whole thing is gonna that's good English. is going no news is good canoes with Gary Gnu. But you know,
nice
this
reference.
Is all going to go right into right. I'm a kid of the 80s.
Yep.
All this stuff is going to go right into next season, and I think we're going to spend most of next season with them trying to defeat Trigon, and you know, he's too powerful of a character to get to have it all wrapped up in 5 minutes at the end of this episode.
Right.
So
this
I've been wrong before, but that's my take.
I mean,
on
we'll
it.
End with this, but just off the trailer, I feel like back in the 80s when we had those shows that to be continued, and it was in the last five minutes that it dawned on you, and you were like, "Oh no, this isn't going to wrap up in time." Oh,
this is a two-parter,
and that's what this entire season is coming down to. That's I'm kind of I'm entertained by the season, but that's disappointing to me. I'm like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, it is a little to me too, because we're gonna have to wait, obviously, a good year probably before we get back to the Titans.
So,
and like I said, who knows? We could be wrong about all of this. You know, the good thing about doing this is we're just like weathermen, you know. We actually don't ever have to be right. We can just say whatever we want. So.
It's all speculation.
Yeah.
Like weathermen. So. Nice.
Yeah. You only have to be right 10% of the time.
Yep.
So.
All right. Catch us on Twitter at @thebrightside_chat. You can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com, on iTunes at The Brightside Chat, Google Play, search us by The Brightside Chat, and Facebook.
Facebook.com/TheBrightsideChat.
That's it for this week. I'm going to take off, and then we'll pick up tomorrow with Into the Spider-Verse. I can't wait to hear your take on that. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Fred.